We'll call the monthly meeting to order at 6 PM. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Grandaw here. Ide, sorry. Hedwall.
Here.
Cherry.
Here.
Huck.
Here.
Crazy.
Here.
Rivals.
Here.
I need a motion to approve the agenda.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. All right.
All right. The board may appoint a chairperson, who is usually the superintendent, of the meeting to run the proceedings until the president is elected. Would you like to?
I make a motion. We approve Mrs. Robinson as the chairperson.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
Okay.
Have at her.
All right. The board will elect officers starting with president. So are there any nominations for board president?
I nominate Amy Grandaw.
Are there any other nominations? All right. Hearing none, we will go to a vote. All those in favor of Amy Grandaw as board president, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions?
Me.
You don't have to.
Oh, I don't have to.
No.
Oh, okay. I'll vote for myself.
Okay.
You get to vote for yourself.
Yes, that happened a couple years ago.
It did.
Yeah.
So with a vote of 7 in favor of Amy and no opposed and no abstentions, Amy is our board president. And
I'll take it back.
Madam President, it is your meeting.
All right. Moving on to the Office of Vice President. Any nominations for Vice President?
I nominate Kayla.
I'll second it.
Any other nominations?
Yeah, I thought you would.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations? All right. Kayla Ide has been nominated as Vice President. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Letter C, nominations for clerk.
I'll nominate Chris.
Second.
All right. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? All right, none. Chris Hedewald has been nominated as clerk. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. And lastly, treasurer. Do I have a nomination for treasurer?
I nominate Lyle.
Good job, Chris.
Yeah.
Second.
All right. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? All right, Lyle Cherry has been nominated by Chris Hedewald, seconded by Simon Gracie. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. All right, committee appointments. So,
in your packet
is a list of committees. So, let's start with building and grounds. Currently, Sunny, Gary, and Mike. Does anybody want to switch to building and grounds or get off of building and grounds? Are we all okay with that one? Are you okay, Gary? You're good?
Are you okay?
Well, you never know. All right, yep. So we're going to continue with the same building and grounds. Personnel negotiations is myself, Chris Hedewald, and Sunny. Does anybody want to switch?
I'm happy doing it, but if somebody else would like to try, they can.
Wow, don't all jump at once.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep that one the same. All right, Finance Committee is Lyle, myself, and Kayla. I would be really happy if somebody would take my spot. So I'm only on one committee.
They're going to go right up and run for it.
Mike, you're only on one committee.
Yeah.
Real bold.
Was that an okay?
Yes.
Beautiful. So Finance will be Lyle, Mike, and Kayla. And then policy curriculum is Chris, Gary, and Kayla. Everybody out?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
Yeah.
That was fairly easy.
Yeah. All right. Next.
I'm excited.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nope. Go ahead.
Nope.
Number 7, designation of banks.
The board will designate banks for the use of the school district. Banks to be designated include Associated Bank, Stevenson National Bank, and the local government investment pool.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number 8, internal board policy.
The board contracts with Neola Board Policies. The board is required to approve its internal policies annually. A simple motion approving Neola Board Policies is sufficient.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Sunny.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number 9, consider motion to approve consent agenda minutes of regular meeting April 19, 2023, minutes of special meeting May 8, 2023, and general fund vouchers and financial report.
I'll make a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes April 19, 2023, special meeting May 8, 2023, general fund vouchers ACH 222-300-146 to 222-300-165 for $16,614.06. Check numbers 104858 through 105035 for $416,077.15. Wire transfers 202-200-132 through 202-200-138 for $175,594.12 for a total of $608,285.32.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Public input.
Hello, everyone. My name is Randall Kopiski. Last time I was speaking in front of the board, I was trying to get Cribbage High School trap shooting team started. I'd just like to take a moment just to give you an update on how we're doing. This season, we're finishing up our last week, and that'll be our first full year of shooting trap. This will be our second spring season. Going into this season, we have 31 kids on our team, and that's from grade 6 to 12, 24 boys and 7 girls. Majority is actually in the middle school. We had 9 sixth graders on our team, and 7 seventh graders, followed by 3 eighth graders. So we got a pretty big population of young shooters. This spring, we're competing in Conference 10 against 7 other teams across the state. It just so happened to align that we're shooting against everybody who's along the Mississippi River, and we're up in the Northeast. But we started last season, we finished last, it was expected to start now. Last fall we finished second from last, and now we're in third place.
Good.
So we're growing, wow. we're getting really, really good. Also want to boast on our kids. We hosted our very first tournament last Saturday, and we won all three classes.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
So we took the varsity class, the JV class, and then our novice class as well. Other highlights I'd like to point out is our community service is a big part of our program. This last year, 230 hours from a team in community service.
Wow.
We helped with the fall craft show. We sponsored that little section of Highway 141. We just cleaned that up last month. And 19 bags of trash with 24 kids on the road, but we did it safely and we got out of there in 2 hours. And then just last weekend, we planted 1,000 red pine trees out of Lake Nocky Sportsman's Club. Other things to talk about is our funding. We're 100% self-funded. So just for instance, 31 kids on our spring league, every week we spend $1,612. And that's just to shoot four on the trap every week. So this season was just over $14,500. We do a lot to get the kids at a little cost. So the kids are only paying $100. And that really just covers the registration for our tournaments and for the league. Everything else we just take care of. Our current goals, of course, our state tournament is next month, June 10th. We're going to go compete against 2,000 other kids in the state. Our goal is to place in the top 10. So I think we have the marksmen that can do it. Our fundraising goal this year is $38,000. That's going to allow for our team to continue to grow to 40 kids and then pay for the entire season, fall and spring. We also like to explore getting trap shooting as a lettered sport for the high schoolers. And then, again, yeah, grow our team to 40 members.
Awesome.
Any questions?
How many, do you have a top to how many students you can have? Or
no.
You'll just keep growing it?
So we have a budget right now to have 36 on our team, but we bought enough ammo to get us into the fall season. Our biggest fundraising campaign is our corporate sponsorships for the summertime. That's where we're reaching out to businesses. We're aligned under Lake Nocturne Sportsman's Club, and that is a nonprofit organization, so it helps us to be affiliated with that. So it is a tax write-off when we do donate. But this is just a shot in the dark. We did something called a shoot-a-thon, where the kids went out and they tried to drum up individual sponsors. And it was 10 cents a target, 25 cents, 50 cents, even a dollar. So every target they would hit, they get a dime or a nickel, or, you know, however it went down. Now, I didn't know what to expect, but some kids were shooting. Every time they hit a target, $8.90.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
There's a couple... Yes. Couple of kingpins on a team that as an incentive, we were trying to get at least a dollar per shooter. And then at the end of the season, our party's on Sunday, we're going to do a raffle. We're taking 10% of the funds raised just to give it back to the kids that did all the work to get all that money in. We're just going to raffle off a bunch of prizes and make it you know, beneficial for them individually.
Congratulations. Yes. It's really nice that they have an option.
I guess one of the things, and I'm pretty sure all of their community service hours would be able to count towards the for the scholarship.
That's
for
right,
the
sir.
So I mean, as long as you're signing
everybody's roll up.
Yep. Good.
You know, that will help them. In
so far, the only thing I've seen so far is National Honor Society, like my high school.
The National Honor Society.
Well, there's 2 hours required for graduation.
For graduation too.
National Honor Society doesn't count for the community.
There's a separate community ed scholarship is what he's talking about. And on that, it asks about community service completed. So
right.
He's just saying that, you know, that as they graduate,
so
they can apply for that scholarship.
If they are going to the National Honor Society, if that's where they choose to put their hours, they can't count for the community service one. But
right.
You sounds like you have plenty of hours that they would. So, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
And citizenship requires two hours when they're seniors.
But if they're putting in that much time,
that
it would be a shame that they wouldn't have an opportunity to
get
that scholarship.
Yeah, we're doing a lot as far as funds going. And I didn't want the kids to just all right, you show up, here's your money, you're going to get out of here. And they don't want them to feel like they're earning it.
Sure.
Well, I want to thank you because you're doing such a good job for so many kids. I just mean the group because that age of kids... And that has never been offered for anybody. So I think that's awesome.
Last spring, too, at your end of year party, kind of we talked about, and a lot of parents talked to me about when I was there about this gave their students an opportunity to participate in a school-sponsored, club that wasn't sports.
Yes,
So
would one of our guidance counselors be able to help to make sure that these kids' hours are getting targeted towards that community?
Yes, just when they're applying for scholarship, I mean, it would just,
but
that
they
can
have
account
they
it.
They have to have that backup, or they have
And he's keeping it.
He's keeping it.
Yep.
So
don't lose it.
So can we put a future agenda item to see about getting it to be a lettered sport?
Yep.
So we'll put it as a future agenda item in the near future to see about getting it as a lettered
sport. But again,
sport.
Great job.
Yes, I think that's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Mr. Marvin.
Mine won't be as cherry, but congratulations.
We only want good news.
Thank you. I have a couple of kids that have been graduated from shooting, you know, and I've got one that's still in eighth grade, so he'll probably go all the way through high school. He absolutely loves it. So a couple of topics I wanted to bring up. I understand we've got regional, we're sponsoring some regional baseball or softball game coming up, which is the reason why the snow fence went up. I've contacted a couple people on the snow fence, which is blocking the fire hydrant, and asked that it be routed around the hydrant so that it can be accessed from the parking lot. And I see that it still hasn't been done. I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention. So I did bring it to your building and grounds, and so far nothing's been done. Secondly, is that we've been spending a lot of time this spring working in the concession stand. The concession stand, I think most of you know, was broken twice last year. It's been broken to again because the door still hasn't been fixed. It's split down the middle. The latch doesn't. You can lock it and close it. Very carefully get it to hook, and once it hooks, all you got to do is turn it up a little bit, and you can pop it right open. The other day when we went in there to do concessions after we had done the concession before, had everything cleaned up, there was a pizza in there that somebody had went in, helped themselves to, had pizza all over the place, all inside the heating elements, inside the pizza oven. So I know we spent a lot of money on that building. We spent a lot of money on the other buildings that are over at the end of the track. Those, when we leave for the concession stands after baseball, I see that a couple of those doors are cracked open 3-4 inches. Doesn't appear like there's any locks on any of those doors. If they're breaking into the concession stand, are they going to be breaking into those buildings next? I know some of my son is a catcher for the baseball team. His bag doesn't fit in the school locker, so he has to keep it out in the baseball building out there. He's got a lot of personal, we've stuck a lot of money into that stuff. I'm hoping that it doesn't get broken into and that stuff gets stolen. So I think, you know, I'm just asking the board to look into securing these buildings a little bit better. I know a lot of the stuff that's in there, the money's not in there, you know, and you got candy and soda, and it's not high dollar items, but the fact that it's constantly getting broke into, I think needs to be addressed. And lastly, we've battled this for the last 2 years, and luckily we've only got a couple more weeks to go. I've been talking to a lot of other parents that have students in this particular teacher's class. We're having a lot of problems with Mrs. Henry. Oh, I know it's been brought up.
We can't say
sorry. News. With one of the math teachers. It's been brought up to the high school principal numerous times. Nothing's been done. Trying to get, you know, my wife has been emailing her constantly, trying to figure out what missing assignments he's got, when he can get help for those missing assignments. He comes into tutoring. Other teachers are able to help him with tutoring, but for some reason, there are a lot of students that are not getting taught by a particular teacher. So I think something needs to be done with it. We battled it for 2 years. Luckily, my last son, this is his second year dealing with her. It hasn't gotten any better the second year. So I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention. You know, like I say, we've talked to the teacher, we've talked to the principal, and now we're coming to the board to at least make you aware that there is an issue. And there's a lot of parents that we have talked to that have the same exact issue. One of them we talked to the other night felt bad because she's constantly yelling at her kid, thinking he's lazy. Turns out he's having the same problems that our kid and many other kids have had as well.
Okay. So, Mrs. Robinson, Thank you.
Could we look at a future agenda item, just into security cameras for the outside and outside areas?
Is there cameras out there? Is that cameras?
There's
by the concession stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying that as a future agenda item, we could maybe discuss.
Okay.
All right. More hands up. All right. Correspondence recognition.
All right. May 8th through the 12th is Teacher and Staff Appreciation Week. I'd like to recognize and thank all of the staff in the school district of Privets for their hard work that makes our school district as great as it is. Their time and dedication make a difference every day. And then I'd also like to recognize our retiring staff and their years of service and dedication to the district. So first we have Doug Kaczynski, who is not here. He is a evening custodian who had 4 years of service with us, which obviously he's not here. Our next one is Ruth Poe. So Ruth Poe is a special education secretary, and she was with our district for 9 years.
Are you taking pictures?
I'm
We can do it after.
Yeah.
I mean, if they say, if you, otherwise, we can get pictures with the plaque tomorrow.
As soon as you guys get your plaques, I'll go get a picture of you guys. Okay.
Perfect, thank you. Next, I have James Kirchberg, who have 28 years of service in the district. Certainly not least, we have Deb Tomaszewski with 30 years of service to the district.
Woo!
Congratulations on your retirement.
Would
like to step out to the hallway. We'll get a picture right away.
Kelly.
Thank you.
Bruce, 9 years, is that the total with the CESA 8 contract? Or?
She's been CESA the whole time. Yes.
Okay, that's what I wasn't total. Sure. I just wondered. Oh, well. From my mind.
All right.
Yeah.
Upstairs, right? She got me.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
My all right. Goodness.
Is that all for correspondence recognition?
Yes.
Please tell me yes.
Yes, it is.
12 reports, committee reports. Personnel negotiations met tonight. And we are going to bring to the, we are recommending to the board two things. The number one, administrative and support staff compensation. We're recommending a 4% for admin and support staff, a $1,200 stipend for all staff based on their FTEs for the 2023-24 school year. And then secondly, we're recommending an increase to the 5-hour special ed paraprofessional position to a 7.5-hour position with benefits for the 23-24 school year. Building grounds and transportation and technology.
Building grounds next night, we have a couple items that we kind of discussed. First item, I guess we need a new dishwasher in high school, middle school. And we recommend to the board that Tom goes with Strip Equipment for a price of $52,343 for a new dishwasher.
Does it wash it themselves?
Does it need benefits?
When we opened that bid, I almost fell off my chair.
Unfortunately, that is the only bid we got.
Okay, thank you.
You noted that's a fully installed dishwasher.
But that's how long?
The second item we had on there was for the purchase of a 7-passenger vehicle van. We recommend to the board that Tom goes and the school goes and purchases the one van for $31,218 with the option of picking up a second vehicle around that same price and without having to come back to the board for up to $35,000.
Okay.
Because the first vehicle is for a 2023 year, and that vehicle could be a 2024.
Might take that long to build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last option was for Mr. Schramm with the new desktop proposals for YNS Technologies for $39,480. Then we recommend for the student Chromebook proposals for YNS Technologies for $58,115.60. And then the last proposal for staff Chromebooks was CWG for $34,261.
Thank you.
And that concludes our recommendations.
And next time, finance is going before you guys.
Yeah.
We know how to keep it short and sweet. Just saying.
Took you too long.
That's the only way they can steal from finance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, we'll just go first and they can go right up to 6 p.m. Don't care.
They did tonight, though.
All right. Administrative reports, Mrs. Robinson.
Reminder, high school graduation is this Saturday at 12 noon in the gymnasium. I look forward to this wonderful celebration of students' hard work and educational achievements. The last day of the 2022-2023 school year for staff and students is Friday, June 2nd. And finally, while we are just winding down this school year, our admin team has been working on our August in-service. We're looking at in-service plans that include our new teacher orientation with our mentor team, school safety plans and training, student mental health training, continued PLC work, as well as updated technology training, time for staff meetings, meetings with special education teachers, and med the student health plan training. So we are already looking to August. Not wishing the summer away, but looking to August.
All right. I'm assuming, oh, you have it.
Yep.
Mr. Bauman.
Mr. Bauman is at his son's college graduation tonight. So I have Mr. Bauman's report. Prom was a great success this year once again. The dance took place in the high school gymnasium on Saturday, April 29th at 7 p.m. A large number of parents came to the dance to watch the grand march at 9 p.m. The juniors were announced and walked across the stage, and the king and queen were also announced. Congratulations to Tegan Werner and Taya Werner for being chosen as this year's king and queen. Big thank you goes out to Molly Myers and the class officers for the great work organizing the event and decorating beforehand and cleaning after. We are currently right in the middle of the busiest week of the school year at the middle high school. Senior exams started today and will continue tomorrow. Graduation practice will take place on Friday morning at 9 a.m. The seniors will then travel to the elementary school for their graduation parade at 10:45. Senior award ceremony will take place at 11:20. The end of year picnic will take place from 11:20 till 3:30 on Friday. And the graduation ceremony will take place on Saturday at noon in the gymnasium. This is the most fun time of the year, but it's also the most stressful time of the year here at the middle high school. We are moving the eighth grade recognition to a nighttime ceremony once again on Wednesday, May 31st at 6 p.m. The ceremony will take place in the middle high school gymnasium, and the eighth grade students will officially be done with school that night. They will not have to report on Thursday or Friday. They're very happy that we didn't use up all of those snow days so that they get to do that. Because it was a question, can we? And I'm like, you know, it depends on where we're at on our minutes. But we made it, and they get to do that. So they're pretty happy about that. All right.
Unless it's a snow day.
I know. We haven't made it out of May yet, so you never really know.
All right. Mrs. Dama.
The long-standing tradition of attending Camp Bird. They attended camp May 1st through May 5th. The first few days, campers experienced some fairly cold weather, but temperatures warmed up as the week went on, and the weather was beautiful during the Death March on Thursday. Last week, we celebrated Staff Appreciation Week. Our generous PTO planned several different meals and treats for staff throughout the week. Our teacher, Lexi Allen, helped decorate all of the classroom doors with special messages to the teachers from their students. Our WPTO teacher raffle ends this Friday. Teachers, staff members, parents, businesses, and community members donated a total of 266 prizes. Students are very anxious to see if they will be the lucky winners of some of these amazing prizes. We've reached the time of year when classes are planning and attending field trips. Our kindergarten students were able to learn all about flowers during a field trip to Sharkey's. They toured the greenhouses and saw how the planting process works. And the new this year, fourth graders attended the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center in Manitowoc. Big thanks to Ashley and Joe Dudquitz from Dudquitz Farm and the Marinette County Dairy Promotions for their generous donations that helped cover part of the expense for this fun and educational field trip.
Awesome, thank you. Mr. White.
A quick update on the boiler replacement project here at the high school, middle school. Tweet Garrett, the contractor that was awarded that project, reports that all the equipment has been ordered. That was as of last week. Delivery times are expected to be between 8 and 10 weeks from last week. They have also notified their subcontractors of the schedule, and the demolition is scheduled to begin the second week in June. For the summer projects this year, several in-house maintenance projects are slated for when students and staff are out of the building during the summer months, along with our usual cleaning and maintenance, waxing floors and cleaning desks and all of that kind of stuff. We will be remodeling the old science lab, along with the main hallway at the elementary school, upgrading some toilet partitions at the middle high school, and replacing some ceiling tile in the elementary kitchen. And that is not an exhaustive list, that is just a handful of the things that we'll be doing. Lastly, on April 21st, we ran our annual tornado drills at each building to coincide with the statewide drill on the same day. An announcement was made, and students were moved to their respective shelter areas. They were instructed to cover their heads and remain quiet, which most did. Staff were designated to walk about the buildings during this drill to make sure that staff and students follow procedures. That's all.
Awesome, thank you. Mr. Schramm.
Good evening. We've touched on this a little already, but since the last board meeting, we've released RFPs for annual Chromebook and desktop computer rotation. We received a good number of proposals, and after review of those proposals, I have selected recommendations for each category that I will discuss later in the meeting if needed. Slowly but surely, we're nearing completion of our interactive flat panels. We've completed 2 of our 5 install phases at the elementary building and have 22 panels remaining to install. We've completed Chromebook collection and evaluation for our graduating seniors, and I'm happy to report that this is the best class so far in regards to damages and lost equipment, which have been minimal. We will be collecting and evaluating 7th through 11th grade Chromebooks on May 23rd and May 24th. And finally, with graduation quickly approaching, we'll be working over the next couple days to install and prepare the audio and view equipment for the big day on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Kopiski.
Hello, everyone. Soccer skills kicked off the first week of May. Of course, we have to have snow and cold weather the very first practice, but they were able to beat Mother Nature and play indoors. We have 32 participants with a nice mix of privates, Pullman, and homeschool kids. The spring craft show went over well. We had 50 vendors, and considering the dreary weather, we had a good crowd move through. The cheerleaders helped host and were able to collect money through concessions, bake sales, and donations at the door. We also collected several boxes of food for the Privets food pantry, along with a monetary donation for them. The advisory council meeting was held Monday, May 8th. There were 7 in attendance. Myself, Peggy Zielinski, Jolene Huff, Sally Witt, Ashley Schwartz, Alex Graves, and Irene Bauer. Main topics of discussion were scholarship presentations and pick of applicants, along with presenting the finalized budget. The next advisory council meeting will be September 12th at 5 p.m. The production of Matilda was Sunday, May 7th. According to ticket sales, they had about 250 people at the first show and about 153 at the second show. They also did a pie sales fundraiser. We had a total of 16 students from Privets, Pullman, and Wasaki participate in the Certified Babysitters course and pediatric CPR class on May 13th. All students passed both portions. We are currently collecting registrations for 2 summer swim lessons that will take place at the Oconto's Bellin Health Bond Center for 2 weeks in July. And lastly, I didn't get to add this to my original notes that I sent in, but I spoke to Rhonda from the Women's Club yesterday afternoon, and they are going to sponsor the summer cooking lessons again for every Monday in June. So I put those registrations together last night, and we'll be taking up to 12 students from 7th to 12th grade for that class.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, information discussion. A middle school, high school dishwasher bid.
Well, as the buildings and grounds transportation and report, you know, showed, there's the dishwasher bid. There was one bid. They recommended going with that one bid. We're on a little bit of a time crunch because there are extra funds in our food service allocation account that need to be spent before June 30th. So ideally, we would get more bids. However, we have to spend this money. It's actually even more than what that bid came in at. So there's other ways we're going to spend it, but on this, obviously, their recommendation was to go with that bid. So any questions or discussion on that?
Silence is golden. All right. B, passenger vehicle bid.
Kind of similar. I mean, obviously, we're looking to purchase two new vehicles prior to next school year. And we'll put out bids. Tom, you know, followed up, called, you know, different places, directly sent it to different places, plus the publicizing that we do. We got the one bid back. Again, the price is a decent price. When he spoke with them, they said he asked about a second one because the bid was for one. They said possibly if they can get one, if it stays at 2023, they'll honor the price of that bid. If it goes to a 24, it may be more, and that was the recommendation coming out of Buildings, Grounds, Transportation Technology, was to go with that bid for the one and allow, you know, to get a second vehicle. If it's a 23, go with that same bid for the second vehicle. If it's a 24, give the leeway of up to $35,000 for a 2024 from TIPWIN. So any questions on that? Good. Summed up kind of that discussion. I don't know. Okay.
Very much. All right. Any questions? All right. C, desktop computer and Chrome benefits.
Again, you know, kind of coming out of that committee report, Mr. Schramm put together that bid or the proposal tabs. And one thing that's, you know, I mean, again, the first two, the desktop proposals going with the lowest bidder. We've used that vendor before. We've used that manufacturer before. Same thing with the student Chromebook. It's the same bidder, same vendor, same manufacturer. So go with those two. For the staff Chromebooks, that's something that since we've had gone one-to-one with students, staff have been requesting, and we've kind of put it off. So it's something that we're kind of looking at doing, now we're looking at doing. It's easier for staff being a little bit more mobile with a Chromebook versus just having the desktop. However, when he put out the proposals, he specifically, you know, those specs that he put out, the lowest vendor did not meet those specs. They actually came in with some that he specifically said not to have in there. So that is why he is suggesting, and the Buildings, Grounds, Transportation, Technology Committee was suggesting the CDWG. So any questions or discussion on that?
All right, D, administrative and support staff compensation.
Yeah, go ahead. You can talk about it.
We are in the personnel committee. We were recommending a 4% increase for administration and support staff, and then a $1,200 stipend for all staff based on FTE to take effect in the 23-24 school year.
Okay, that was a 3.5% last year, and we're increasing it to 4%, right?
And okay. Prior to last year, it was about a 2.5% for the prior 3 years.
So every May, you vote and decide on that increase.
So what about our teachers?
They have that automatic step built in, and we raised that step last year.
Okay, so the step is what takes care of
that's, this. That's their, the like, percent increase, yeah.
Now, what about the $1,200?
They get the stipend, but not on their base.
The teachers do?
Everybody.
And what's the philosophy behind the stipend?
We can, number one, use ESSER funds to do that.
That we still need to use in
We have one more year. It has to be spent by September of 24.
It doesn't increase the base, so it's a one-time
it's not a recurring
versus upping the base, which is every year going forward. We don't know the state budget yet. We don't have final any numbers on what we're going to get. And going this way allowed it to be what we believe sustainable going forward.
And CPI right now, like the
is
increase.
Is there anything like a health savings account or something?
Well,
like
they all
that?
Have that. They have that option.
Yeah, that's
so they could in turn fund that health savings account with the stipend.
If they choose.
What it is too is right now CPI is like the cost of living increase is 7 to 8% kind of, and to do that increase, which we don't always do the percent associated with it, but it's somewhat of a guide, and in the past it's been lower, and we've, you know, done a percent closer to that. With it being 8%, that's not something that we can sustain in our budget. I mean,
it's really economy wise, yes, not sustainable either. So
correct, it will be coming, but you know, in talking with other superintendents in the area and where they're at, some districts are going 8% on base, on the lowest teacher salary, like they're increasing that much. It's just not something, especially with a state biennium budget that is completely unsettled. They're not even at the talking board yet, and they're not, like, I don't feel like it's fiscally responsible to go something really high. So by going with a 4% increase and then giving everyone that $1,200, it's making an effort to see that, you know, cost of living and the cost of goods have gone up, and we're making a good faith effort to help our staff, you know, be able to have a higher income, but still meet our financial needs and keep us in a good place financially and not, you know, overspend that where we're stuck to that for a lot of years. It comes back down, we're good, and we can get a more manageable percent increase.
So even our this drops to our custodian staff and
yep. So based
and
on
it's based on
full-time equivalency.
Yep. So if they're 50%,
they get 600 then. Yep, yep. That way it's fair to everyone based on how they're, you know, their employment with us. But every single employee will get whatever their percent is. So.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions?
And again, this is all for the 23-24 school year. So the percent for admin and support staff start July 1st, and then this stipend would be given out at some point during that school year. So we'll work with Sarah in the finance office on dispensing that at some point, but during that fiscal year.
All right. Special education paraprofessional hours.
Again, at the personnel negotiations committee report, we talked about, you know, the needs, our special education student needs. We've had quite a few transfer ins, actually move ins, and we've requested more time, you know, more staff, more. This is just another one, Mrs. Kane looking and projecting out caseloads and student needs, IEP minutes that are required. We're looking at, we have currently a 5-hour employee. And making that position a 7.5-hour position. So it's just increasing one position's time. However, with doing that, it then makes them eligible for benefits. So that's an added cost. But knowing, you know, what's coming in, and this is kind of a conservative estimate on student needs. It could depend. We don't know who's going to come, but just a conservative estimate, we know that this is something we're going to need.
So what's our normal full-time employee hour?
Like, for support staff, it's 7.5. So they work an 8-hour day with a 30-minute unpaid lunch.
Okay.
So that's why that.
But that's typical. I mean,
yes.
I realize.
Yep.
But so that puts them somewhere in the 30-some-hour range?
Yeah. 37.5. 37.5.
Yeah.
Anything over 30 is
anything over 29.
29. So 230 is where we offer benefits then.
Any other questions? All right, summer school staff list.
We have that updated staff list for summer school in your packet. Due to the number of signups, there's some added staff, especially paraprofessional staff for elementary summer school. We also have strength and conditioning staff for approval, as well as high school staff. The high school staff are a little kind of preliminary. Those would be the staff that will offer it, but depending on student sign-up, they may or may not be needed. But we wanted to get them on there for approval in case we do have high school students sign up for summer school, as they should.
Questions? All right. Spring 2024 band choir trip.
All right, Mr. Coffhammer and Mr. Alec are here, and they are asking for the approval of their spring 2024. Mr. Alec was here, I swear, I saw him.
He left.
Okay, sir. Oh, okay. So they were here, but Mr. K is still here, asking for approval for a spring 2024 high school band and choir trip. To Chicago. They are at the meeting. If you have any questions, the details, kind of a draft. I mean, this is very preliminary. It's obviously almost an entire year out, 11 months out, but a draft itinerary and some information is in your packet. So again, if you have questions, Mr. K can run through or answer some things, but this is our every other year band and choir trip, and so they didn't go anywhere this year. So they're looking to go get that approval to continue with the planning of it for next April.
So they're just going to miss Thursday and Friday of school.
Yes.
I think that's what we're scanning.
Yes, because then it comes back late Saturday evening.
Yeah.
So it's a Friday, Saturday.
Is this
a Thursday, Friday.
Is this the same travel company that you used last time?
Yes.
And was that experience, did that turn out to be okay?
Oh, they were amazing.
Yeah.
They were fantastic.
This wasn't is this the same company that had the
issues COVID?
With
that burned us? No.
No.
I guess that was
no.
Right? With those refunds with COVID 2020? Yeah.
I won't even speak to them.
So. Good experience. You have no qualms.
No, they were fantastic.
Do you have any preliminary idea of how much it's going to cost? Or?
Yes, actually that was one of the things that changed today. Mark and I were talking with Sarah, the agent from the company. Right now we are looking at a cost of $800 even for a student. Through fundraising, we're going to easily knock that down.
So. Okay.
We had our spaghetti dinner fundraiser last week. We raised...
Oh, that was awesome.
I wanted that was $2,100 at that event. Yeah. So.
Good. All right.
All right, other questions? Perfect. H.
Sorry.
MOU for COPS grant. School resource officer.
All right. Village of Curvis has volunteered to apply for a COPS grant. It's a grant through the DOJ to cover the cost of a school resource officer. So the grant, like I said, Department of Justice, would cover part of the cost of the resource officer, and that resource officer would be part-time in the district. Now, the village and the district would split the remaining cost, so we'd each split a quarter of that time. Of the officer's time in the district. But at this point, the board does not need to agree to employing the resource officer or even have that whole discussion if that's a direction. Only if you're willing to sign the memorandum of understanding with the village, that is needed to apply for the grant. So we don't even know if we'll get the grant or if that will be the village is going to apply for it or wants to apply for it, and they have to have a signed MOU from us before they are even able to apply for it. So if it's something that then down the road we want to have that discussion, we need to sign the MOU now, and then we'll find out if we, you know, even have the option to do it. So.
And the village will do?
They're doing the grant. They're doing the grant. I looked at it and I was like, this is awful.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to sit down with Caitlin in the village to look over and get all of our information in there. But, oh, man, that DOJ stuff is, yeah. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at here. So I'm happy that she's willing to do that. But, again, at this point, they're just looking they need an MOU from us. And the application is due the end of May, I think May 26th. Mm-hmm. So she needs that from us to be able to, and she's been working on it or talking about it. So we need to, you know, either vote or whatever to sign off on that for them to even apply to know if it's an option and whether it needs to be go into further discussion later.
Good. All right. District buildings planning.
All right. Here's the big one. So, as Mr. White discussed in his board report in April, the roof of the elementary building is in such a condition that needs replacing. The board may discuss the situation and give the administration direction on steps they would like us to take. So some of the options, just kind of brainstorming, obviously we can seek bids on the roof replacement and just to see what, you know, we have some, based on when we replaced the roof of the high school and the fact that the surface area is very similar, we have a general idea. Obviously, costs of things have gone up, so we certainly don't know. We have a ballpark of what we think it would come in at. We can look into a building and facility assessment and audit. I did talk with a few different companies, and basically what I got back was that the cost of a building facility audit assessment can range from $7,000 to $30,000. And it's $7,000 to $10,000 if there is some guarantee of work, of follow-up work. They give it to you at a great discount. If you just want a standalone assessment, you're looking $20,000 to $30,000. One way that, in talking with area superintendents, as a discussion item here, is we can put out like a request for proposals, have the companies that do this and kind of manage a whole big process, they can come and present, give their proposals to you guys at a board meeting, say June board meeting, and it would talk about, you know, what their process would be, you know, facility audit, what follow-up work they would do, that kind of stuff. And then they make kind of plans going forward. Now, their proposal would be very general because they had not done any audit, any assessment at that point. It would just be, these are the services we offer. This is, you know, what we can do depending on what we find in the assessment. Certainly we can reach out to, you know, get bids for just a standalone assessment or audit of the elementary building and pay the higher cost, knowing there's no guarantee that we're following up with that company and hiring them for anything. we could go to bid for that. That would be fine too. But there's options. It's really to your discretion. And I'm just looking for, you know, what kind of general direction you want us to go.
What did our facilities plan have for an updated potential for those buildings? Our long-range plan.
Our long-range plan is our 5 years coming to an end here pretty well in the next couple of years, so we need to revamp that.
And it was for the replacement of it, like now or last year,
replacement
of the roof at the elementary, and the discussion had been at the board level whether to do it all at once or to break it into phases. Mm-hmm. Now again with
But I mean from a facility standpoint, mm-hmm. in that general discussion that we had with those 50 people or whoever at that thing, I don't believe that the discussion was. Or was there a discussion on replacement buildings per se?
I don't remember that
was part of it.
No.
It was on the roof replacement part.
Well,
yeah.
It was on a lot of things.
Well, yeah.
Pointing mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff, but which doesn't make the conversation, I mean, not fruitful either way. But I guess from a standpoint of, I mean, putting in a whole new facility, obviously, has a lot of cost, but it has a longer lifetime and a lot of other positive things as well. I think the other thing that needs to kind of get considered is if we're going to truly do like a K-6 facility, that's a whole lot different than the facility that's over there right now with the basketball court and a full gymnasium and all the other things. So, I mean, are we going to supplement that as well? Because right now we lack space for a lot of the sports teams and things like that anyhow.
Well, and I think part of that, like with the facility audit and assessment, that's some of the things that will go in there. And from details that I got back from some companies is not only do they actually look at the facilities and the condition that it's in, but they start with some surveys of staff.
Coming from my background, mm-hmm. I guess, a lot of this is going to be trying to sell us something.
Yep.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's what's going to come forward out of these companies.
Yep.
I think we have to be right because it's going to sound great, but it's still their selling point. So I guess my thought process is if we're going to size this correctly, you know, whether we keep our existing facility mm-hmm. or build something new, we have to look at what the trend is as far as school enrollment.
Yep.
I believe it's declining, but I don't know if that's true for this area.
But don't some of these companies do all of that for us?
They work with a company called School Perceptions that does all the surveys. They will get information from the community, and they get very accurate information on what the community would support if it end up going to referendum.
Sure.
I spoke with Coleman's superintendent who said when they first started their referendum projects, he wanted to go for about $20 million with everything he wanted. Working with the companies and the School Perceptions, they said your community will support $14 million. They will not support $20 million. You can go for $20 million and it will fail. And so he listened to that advice and they passed it for $14 million. I mean, they just get a lot of that very specific. So it's not just the building company that they work with. It's a lot of others.
Well,
we work with Baird
choose,
on the financial.
But, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
But School Perceptions is kind of the one that does all of that. Every company like PSI, Hoffman, Bray, all those, they all work with School Perceptions on the, that's
I mean, all the ones you mentioned are the ones I'm
And those are ones that I've reached out to ask about because I said, I have no idea what a facility assessment costs. I have no, if it's something that like is a low enough number that I approve, if it's something that has to go to the board. And so the feedback that I received was what I had shared.
But didn't we have some of that done already as far as our facilities go?
Through Honeywell and then ESG and UNESCO did some real basic, more on the maintenance capital improvement side of things. Mm-hmm. I think we would want to be looking at more of, overall.
And like functionality.
I mean, we don't have asbestos issues, correct?
We have some.
Asbestos issues. Lead issues?
No.
There are some positive things there.
True.
Because if we had those issues, then... You know, and then
and with the information, you know, we would look at, you know, what kind of costs are we looking at, and what is best? Is a remodel for what the building that we currently have, is that the best option?
And then there's the three-story thing, and there's ADA. So I mean, so there are things. There are things.
Yep.
And there could be such a thing as raising that building and maintaining the rest of it. But all I'm saying is, I think we need to kind of, at this point, have all of our options open.
Which we do. And that's why we're looking at the whole facilities study, so we can say, to get, how many books have gotten wrecked in rain this year down in the elementary library?
Both libraries.
How many? Guess.
I have no idea.
But hundreds? But I mean, that could
be. We're talking the whole, even the lower elementary part has roof issues.
Yeah.
And
you know, another thing, and I this is a little bit, we actually, I believe, need to look at the community as a whole, meaning Coleman and Wasaki and the trending future of everybody, if we're really going to be sincere about saying what can we best do for our community, not just Cribbets, but our neighbors.
And that's what we're trying, talked about trying to do, is coming forward with option A, which is remodeling, or this is how much it's going to cost to get that building functional for,
say,
5 to 10 years.
And size correctly.
Yep.
And with that, having a few discussions with some board members from other communities, they're struggling with some of the same things that I thought potentially we had, which was, student volume and things like that isn't the same in some of their communities.
And that potentially
is something that we could either help with or in our planning or not, depending on how open they would be to things. So I think we, I'm just saying.
Are you proposing combining school districts, Gary?
Oh, boy.
Don't put that in the paper. Right? I don't think we want to go down that road.
We don't want that out there.
We have to have an open discussion.
Well, and I think
that would take us 10 years.
And I think what you're saying too is, you look at this is the new building, right? This building is almost 25 years old. What are we looking at in 25 years? If we're looking at whether it's remodeling or replace, we just don't know.
I mean, if we're looking at some of the classes that are offered now, like auto tech and stuff like that, would that be better suited to something that we would be able to do here with our neighbors, or would that be better suited to leave everybody on their own? I'm more of a believer in helping.
But I think that we have to start first at the very basic level of, are we being fiscally responsible by continuing to keep that building going? Or are we better off spending the extra money going to referendum and building a new facility wherever we would do that?
And I think with
because that's a big choice.
Choosing a company to go through with like a facility audit, doing some of the school perceptions things, and then working with that company to say, we want options. We are not mind made up one way or the other, whether we're looking at a remodel, if we're looking at fixing a roof and a few other issues, or a whole new building. We want those options, and we want those options within the scope that our community would support it and that it is responsible to be able to maintain. I mean, you build a big new state-of-the-art facility, it has a lot of costs when it comes to, maintaining it. And if that's not something we can do.
On the same token, right now, if we have an issue with the roof leaking, we aren't going to build a new facility within the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's.
I would think we would need to address that no matter what.
It's being patched. It's being,
Not the number that you came out with the last meeting. It was 600 and.
That was a whole school replacement.
So that's what I was wondering. I don't want to rush into anything, but I was wondering if we take our time and do our due diligence and talk to people and do whatever, you're able to make that building be okay for a couple years?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm thinking my suggestion, not to get too carried away with the building and that stuff, but have Tom take us through that building on a tour.
Okay. That's a good idea.
I need to see that building. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of things. That addition was built in, 68?
Something like that, yeah.
69.
Yeah.
you know, the other building, what, 1946?
Yeah.
You know.
24. And, the three-story?
Three-story.
You know,
I'm pretty sure 1924 it was
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, I think that's what
something like
we
that.
Put a wall up there. In the stage. You know, we made two classrooms, which kind of ruined the whole thing, I thought. But, you know, just me, but we had a, what, dean of students many years ago said he predicted the enrollment when they were talking about this school was going to go down. And, you know, he showed me the papers, and yeah, he was right, you know.
It did go down for a while. Right now, our enrollment is on the way up now.
Slowly.
But also the philosophy of teaching has changed then when you have more students in a classroom than when you can't or should.
There was, everybody was in that building at one point. There was over 1,000 kids in that building, K-12.
Yep.
Like I say, I think the first step is to look at a building.
So,
I'm good with
basically, our first choice is to go through the building, but we need to say, yes, you can have them come.
You want to do an RFP?
Do you want an RFP?
Proposals here?
Like where they would come, we would ask them, this is what we need you to bring us, and we would get proposals from the different companies.
And you don't have to make the decision in June on a company to go with. Just have the information from the companies, and when we decide, if you decide to move forward with it, you can. Or we can delay it and do RFPs in coming months, I mean, or however you want to.
I'm not saying there's not anything wrong with information.
No.
You know, the more information you got to have, the better off you are. But, you know, first off, like I say, I would like Tom to take some time out of his day sometime, and I know you don't have much lunch, but
absolutely.
Take us through the school.
Done
would
in
you
two
like,
weeks.
Well,
yeah.
And would you like to do it during the June meeting and have it as part of that, or we could have a special meeting?
Know.
Obviously, I think for
can't
everyone
we just
to go
do
through,
it individually?
You could
like,
do it individually, schedule a time with him to do it individually. That would
whatever,
be fine. If everyone's together, it needs to
be
a posted meeting.
Posted.
But if you do it individually, that's fine.
I don't know what shape it was in 20 years ago, so I don't need to go back to
it. And that's the thing, how many of us have been in that school? A lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but not all.
Not
I mean,
to look
you know, have you
at
been in the little
like
gym?
That.
Have you been in the boiler room? Have you been, you know,
no.
have seen electrical panels or, you know, that kind of stuff? I mean, there's just
yeah.
other pieces of it other than
sure.
walking into a basketball game or something,
sure.
you know.
Or going into a classroom or,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And so, again, it kind of gets back to what my thought process is. This is, you know, something that even if we decided to build a new building or remodel of one of
yep.
the buildings today,
it's a process.
It's not
going to
happen.
Absolutely.
You know, so
yes. yep.
we need to maintain what we have now, and just putting a bunch of Band-Aids on might not be as cost-effective as
yeah.
making sure that we're doing something to maintain the integrity of the building and the area. So
I have an entire STR SEG went through and did a
bless you.
Yeah. So we brought it's broken down by section. We can certainly take the worst section, which right now would probably be the library,
and make sure
and
that's done. And get you know and make sure that when we have a roofing contractor there, they take care of any of the other ancillary leaks that might be there.
Yep.
And then you could kind of add, but I mean, then I'm thinking that like the tuck pointing and stuff like that, unless there's something majorly structural, I don't know how far you'd want to continue with that.
Sure. You can look at that.
You
there's
know,
not a lot of, there's a little bit of that now that needs to be done, but not a ton.
But if in fact we're going to
look at something
look
a little
at
bit
something
bigger.
Different, mm-hmm. then it would be kind of money,
sure.
as long as it doesn't need to be spent.
Right. Well, that's the
thing.
Well,
that's it.
But then, so do we want to have Kelly bring RFPs?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I believe.
For the GMB.
Is that the amount of money
that
you could do on your own?
No, it's $25,000.
No. So the request for proposals is just
no
to have
money.
The is no money.
Yeah.
Is to have them come
okay.
and present
right.
what
can you
their.
Do that in a month?
What I did was when I first asked those questions about how much it would cost, and then I got everyone responded with $7,000 to $30,000. It's going to be somewhere there.
And they were jumping up and down.
And then I kind of left it because that was after last meeting. So I kind of left it. I've gotten some follow up. You know, I mean, they're salesmen. They want to know what's going on. So what I did is I responded and said, you know, thank you for the information. What I'm finding is, you know, the board needs to make a decision on, you know, what direction. We have this board meeting tonight. And that depending on how it would go, there's, you know, possibility of, you know, asking companies to come in for proposals, and I put out there as soon as it could happen as soon as the June meeting, which is on the 21st, I believe, at 6 p.m., and so kind of gave them that heads up of a date, and I just said it's possible, but I will reach out after our next board meeting, either whether it's we're not doing anything and it's nothing, or if you're, you know, would you like to come for this proposal? So I kind of gave them a heads up on a date, so I'm hoping to get them in a month. That's why.
As long as there's enough time,
yeah. And that's, yeah, I planted that seed in hopes that, you know, they could mark that on their calendars, and I will follow, and I told them I would follow up with them tomorrow.
That's good.
Based on how tonight went and what the board decided to do.
Now, these are the same companies like we met down in Milwaukee at the conference where they come in and say, hey, you know, you guys should do more automotive, or maybe you guys should put a full-blown butcher shop in.
Yeah.
That style.
Yes, they will do all that. Like I said, you know, it starts with more the facility audit piece, but some of that...
Shop.
Some of the community surveys are not only how much will they support in a referendum, but also where are the values in the tech ed, you know, and how many students are trying to take some of the classes, and do we have enough room
again,
in classes?
That's where I guess my mind and the expansion of our neighbors and making sure if we're gonna, but that's really a discussion for.
Totally.
Farther down the road.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
But I just didn't want it to be a no.
But that's part of their process also.
That's what we should be thinking about as well. I think.
Good. Yeah, they'll come in and tell us what they're going to do and how much it's going to cost us. All right. 14, item scheduled for action, resignations.
Part-time food service employee Tammy Krychowiak has tendered her resignation.
I make a motion.
Motion by Kayla, seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Appointments.
Stephanie Folsky is recommended for approval as a high school special education teacher.
I make the motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Chris, seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
And Stephanie is here in the...
Oh, okay,
there,
thank
so.
You.
Hi.
Welcome to the team.
All right, volunteers and chaperones.
There's a list of volunteer chaperones included in your packet. You may approve them individually or as a group.
I'll make a motion to accept as a group.
Motion by Lyle, seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Middle school, high school dishwasher bids.
The board is asked to approve a bid for the middle high school dishwasher.
I'll make a motion to approve the bid from Strike Equipment for
52,343. Motion by Gary.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Passenger vehicle bids.
Board is asked to approve a bid for the purchase of two passenger vehicles. So how do you want to do that motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the bid from Tim Witt Chevrolet for one transverse LS van for $31,218 with the option of purchasing another not to exceed $35,000.
Motion by Gary.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. E, desktop, computer, and Chromebooks bids.
The board is asked to approve a desktop computer and the two, the student and staff Chromebook bids.
Make a motion.
You gotta say which ones.
I don't have them up.
Okay. It's Ryan.
You can do it.
I'll make a motion to accept the desktop proposal from YNS Technologies for $39,480. The student Chromebook proposal from YNS Technologies for $58,115.60. and the staff Chromebook proposal from CDWG for $34,261, as recommended by Mr. Schramm.
Motion by Gary.
Second.
Seconded by Caleb. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. F, administrative and support staff compensation.
Board is asked to approve a 4% increase for administrative and support staff compensation for the 2023-2024 school year and consider a $1,200 stipend based on FTE to be distributed during the 2023-2024 school year.
Motion by Mike.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. G, special education paraprofessional hours.
The board is asked to increase one part-time 5-hour position to a 5.5-hour position.
Seven and a half hour
position, which would then include benefits.
For the
2023-2024 school year.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. H, summer school staff list.
Board is asked to approve the staff list for summer school teachers and paraprofessionals as put in your board packets.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. I, spring 2024 band and choir trip.
Board is asked to approve the spring 2024 band choir trip to Chicago.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. J, 2023 fall early college credit program start college now applications.
Board is asked to approve the early college credit program / start college now classes applications, and a sheet noting the classes is included in your packet. You can see the classes of American Sign Language, Oral, Interpersonal Communication, College 101, Culturally Responsive Teaching, and Introduction to Statistics. Total number of students is 11.
I'll make a motion to accept the SENNWTC distance learning list as provided in our packet.
Motion by Garrett.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. We don't have to do a motion for MOU.
Yeah.
Can't we just do it?
That's good. You're good. We'll figure it out.
So we should do it?
No. I mean, no. What we should. It's not on the agenda, but it's we can do it.
Oh, it's not there for action. Approval.
Yeah. But we'll get it. We'll figure it out. I'll talk with her about it. That MOU.
I realize it's not a discussion point per se, but I believe that as a board, we can at least give guidance to our administrator to move forward with it without
an action item.
An action.
I'm fine.
I mean, as long as you being president
and I think
holiness per se.
Yeah. You know, we have other MOUs that, you know, administration, it's at the discretion. I wanted this on there discussed because of the nature of it, but it's...
I mean, is anybody against having at least that
MOU?
Forward? I wouldn't think
so. And again, we do other MOUs as administrative, like we have MOUs with area businesses for when we evacuate somewhere and stuff.
So are you okay with it?
I'm fine.
Mike?
Yeah? Yeah, we've already discussed it all before.
I'm just going to not say anything about it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
Moving on. That's okay. Future agenda items?
Currently, I have on my list of future agenda. I know you have another one, but I currently have from earlier in the meeting, I have about the trap team being a lettered sport for next year. I'll work with Mr. Dorschner, get that on the agenda for next. Talk about the security cameras, the concession stand, near the concession stand, seeing the concession stand, and the elementary building tour, which actually now I think we kind of talked about you guys scheduling individually with Mr. White. Yeah? Okay. So I have the
security... We'll just take up all of your time.
Yeah.
I have the security cameras.
I don't think Mrs. Dama should come along.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Security cameras and trap. So those are the two I already have. So.
Okay. And I would like to put on the next agenda that our May meeting either be moved a week back or a
forward.
Week forward.
Earlier.
Because we used to do it like after the end of April when the new board member would come on. You can see everything that has to be signed. Graduation is Saturday night.
Then maybe not just the meeting. How about just an organization?
I wasn't done, but that's, yeah. And we used to just have an reorganizational meeting, a special meeting. So it doesn't matter. It's just like now they can't do the programs until tomorrow because...
For graduation
because they didn't know for sure. But we've got a lot of stuff, and it doesn't matter if it's Amy and I or whoever's here. It holds a lot of stuff up, you know. So I would just like to either say we could do a reorganizational or we could just move the meeting. But
so
we can.
That will be on the agenda for June to discuss on how we want to proceed for that. Okay.
Anything else?
Kayla.
Oh, I'm supposed to
adjourn. Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Oh, that.